when Stephen was called before the council to answer the charge of blasphemy because he had been speaking in the name of Jesus and really entering into conversation and debate with those that opposed the gospel, they asked him to explain himself, and so he started with the history of Israel, taking people through the Bible up to the time of Solomon, I think to show that he was indeed a very well-educated Jewish man. And then he said this, Acts chapter 7, verse 51, "You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always do resist the Holy Spirit, as your fathers did, so you do also. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted, and they have killed those which prophesied before of the coming of the Just One, of whom you have been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the disposition of angels and have not kept it? And when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart. And they gnashed their teeth at him. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God and said, Look, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they all cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord and cast him out of the city. And they stoned Stephen, who was calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he knelt down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he died. Well, Stephen was that first martyr of the church, the first one who died for his faith. They had been arrested before that, they had been beaten, they had been persecuted, but Stephen was the first one who paid with his life. What a story. And still today we see that people who cannot silence Christians through the law and through the courts around the world, they bring a charge of blasphemy, stir up a crowd, stir up a mob, and they kill Christians by mob action. And the authorities stand by, having the mob do the dirty work that they cannot do. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray, O Lord God, that you would make me like Stephen, bold and yet forgiving, and calling upon you to forgive those who were killing him, who were casting the stones. This was like Jesus, Lord, who said, Forgive them. They know not what they do, even as he was being nailed to the cross. Make me like that, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.